Chat Shit Committee, welcome back to Chat Shit, y'all, the official Rap Shit podcast, the companion podcast for the Max original series Rap Shit.
Yes, I'm your sister, Jessie Wu.
And it's the sickening sensation, Zach Campbell. And you know, me and my girl Jessie get together to gag over the episode. And today we're talking about episode 7 and our favorite moments up in this episode. And Jessie, who wrote it? And what is it called, girl?
All right, y'all. So episode 7 was written by Elise Diop, entitled No Parking, and it was directed by Calmatic. All right. Elise has been writing on Rap Shit since season 1. And Calmatic is an up and coming director. You may have seen his work on the latest House Party and other cool stuff. So it's dope to see them come together. This episode is amazing. Obviously, the tour is over still. And we have the girls. They're down to Checkers, which is a staple. If you are from Dade County, I don't know about other states or other cities.
Oh, yes. Like, it's big in Detroit, yeah, girl. Yeah. Like, well, I guess it's different because some is Checkers and some is Rally's.
Mm.
So same company. But yeah, honey, them Checkers or Rally's fries, girl.
Yeah, definitely the loaded fries are always
that's
a go-to. So yeah,
chicken
seeing them at the Checkers was definitely brought back memories. And you know, you have the girls like really like you have the girls are down the Checkers, and you have Duke who receives a call from someone who works at the Coochie Wrangling LLC business, and she's calling in sick. She's saying, "I'm sorry." Oh. I cannot suck dick today. I'm sick.
And she said, I can't suck dick. And yeah. I quote, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Y'all all right? And she said, bitch, are you barking? Mm-hmm. That's me getting out of work.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can't make it.
Yes, her throat and her coochie are both coughing. And so she cannot come into work. Damn, it had me thinking like, damn, when you have a coochie wrangling business, do you have like a sick policy? Is there like a 90-day probation system? Like, when are girls allowed to start calling in sick because they can't suck dick because they're
sick? Some paid leave, you know what I mean?
Like, how does that work?
I feel like, you know, okay, listen, I feel like it's like a quota moment. It's like, bitch, if you don't suck as much dick this fucking week, next week you got to double the dick. Maybe even take it anal.
Yeah. Yes. Who knows how that works?
Well, I feel like Duke gives that. Oh, you don't want to miss? You want to miss some dicking tonight? You got to take anal next week, girl.
Yeah. It just, you know, I'm just curious about the policy there. But, you know, so anyway, that call goes to hell. And then you have the girls. They're basically telling Duke, listen, like, yeah, Mia who says, listen, you need to leave that lifestyle alone. It's not for you. It's not working out for you. And you have Shauna who backs her up, who says, listen, like, why don't you take all the energy that you put into Coochie Wrangling LLC and bring that energy over here to Shauna and Miyaki and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been kind of saying this throughout the episode. It's just Duke, it's time to grow up. Like, it's really time to phase out and figure out what's next for you. Because obviously, if you do want to be a manager, you're not going to be able to be a well-respected manager and also a coochie wrangler at the same damn motherfucking time.
I mean, you could.
So, yeah, but not in your case.
There's some people, you know, historically, that have done business behind the scenes and, you know, still in the music industry. And if you know what I'm talking about, I can't say it because of legal reasons. But there are some artists that are iconic, okay, for reasons of why they was doing stuff outside the industry while that was funding the music industry. No shade.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm saying you could be a pussy wrangler, murderer, whatever you want to do outside the streets to make the money for the music. It's very possible. But here's Chastity also wondering, now, y'all can get on my ass, bitch, but where's the Mew Mew? Where's the Mew Mew? What are you producing? And my girl said, well, bitch, we ain't got no beats. And they know they can't go to Lamont for no beats. And Francois is like, girl, nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, Francie.
Nowhere to be seen. That toupee. I mean, he shows up later on in the episode. But that toupee is glued down now because, baby, he ain't got no choice.
Yeah, so that basically, you know, the girls basically tell us, like, hey, you know, since the whole Let It Burn session, Fanny Pants has gone missing.
Wait, Jessie. So... No, wait.
What?
No, bitch.
Since the burn fire.
I'm not gonna let you get away with this.
Since the burner boy moment. I'm sorry, I still can't get over that burner boy joke. I'm so sorry. Like, that was so
did your ass say let
ignorant.
It burn? Did that your ignorant ass just sit up here and say,
I'm sorry, you guys know I'm joking. You guys know I'm joking.
Yes, but
yeah, like since the bonfire, we haven't heard from Fanny Pants. And so yes. Fanny Pants has gone missing.
Yes.
So the girls are like, damn, like even before they were at Down to the Checkers, when they were on live, like
yes.
their fans were asking them, like, what's going on? Like, when's new music? And, you know, they're like, how about y'all send them some beats? Like, you Ooh. Know, times are hard when you are asking folks
for your fans.
Who are watching your live if they can send you a beat.
What, an A&R my project?
So this is where the girls are. And now we're going to see, you know, what is next? Like, what are the girls figuring out? What are the next steps, you know?
Yeah. It seems like this whole episode, I feel like we should start with definitely, like, you know, mixing your friendships and relationships with business. That's one thing I have never done.
Yeah.
Bitch, I do not get into that. I can't suck your dick and then write your check at the same time. I'm so sorry.
No.
Cannot, won't do it. So Chastity, because she's a ringleader of this right at this point. And you could tell my girl, because I like to call her Chastity when she's doing things like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a manager. She clearly wants to make things work for the girls. And I feel like Chastity is looking around like, you know what? Alex's ass is going to be in town. Let me try to make a play. And see, Duke always try to make an appearance with Chastity trying to do something legit. Duke always want to come through, bitch. I'm speaking of them as alter egos, okay? Mm-hmm. So follow with me at home, okay?
But I like that Duke is quick thinking because she did remember. Yeah, I did meet this girl, Alex, at the event. So she is coming to town. You know, that was one executive that she was able to make a connection with. Remember, she kind of embarrassed herself. She kind of had egg on her face when she was trying to introduce herself to people at radio. Shout out to radio.
Yeah.
And other people in the industry. So, yeah, I like that she thought quick on her feet with that and was like, okay.
She said, all right.
Let me reach out. I'm gonna try to reach out to her and see what happens.
Yeah, and so there was a function at the Red Bull function. And we now find out in the last episode, we didn't know what she did. We now know she's an A&R for Red Bull. And you know, it's Red Bull. They are good at, you know, promoting independent artists and up and coming artists. That's like their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chassie's like, bitch, let me pitch my girls. Let me see what's going on. And she said, actually, come to find out, at Red Bull, they already been listening to Shawna and Mia's music.
Yep.
And I love this for Duke because I feel like Duke needed this. And as a creative at home, you're going to get 100 fucking no's. Maybe 101 no.
Yeah.
But bitch, once you get that one yes,
yeah,
I promise you, it will change your whole perspective on finding yourself and fighting for your dreams. And I think that Duke, we saw her go through so much this season so far with, no, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. Bitch, actually, sit the fuck down. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not even imagine. I have been told that before to my face. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
All the time.
And it's like, and the girls love to try to humble you when they don't have nothing going on for themselves.
Right.
I promise you.
But I always have to remind folks, I am the pink starburst. So, I am the pink starburst. And I will get pink starburst things. I don't care what you think. I am the pink starburst. Okay.
Yes,
and so I, again,
absolutely.
Myself too, I do really like this moment with Duke because, you know, now she's at this Red Bull event with Alex. And Alex is like, yeah, we've already been listening. And then Alex introduces her to another executive. And the reception that she got from them was so much different than what she's experienced throughout both of these seasons, to be honest. And it's like, it was respect. It was like, okay, well, you know what? Let's hear what else you have planned. And like, it was just more receptive.
Absolutely.
It was more of a warm welcome. And I like this. Like, now she's getting a taste of what it's like to, you know, receive a little bit of respect in this space.
Yeah.
So that's great. They head down to a dive bar and, you know, they're having conversation. And
why Alex take her to this dive bar, by the way?
I don't know.
Alex, first of all, hold up. We got to talk about how my bitch Alex low-key was plotting on my bitch Chastity.
Oh, yeah.
From last episode.
Oh, yeah.
While was it when the fire was about to go down?
Oh, yeah.
My bitch was down there trying to talk
looking
about
looking for a lighter.
Listen, can I hit a, what she say? Can I get a bump of that?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was talking about a bump. Mm-hmm. But she said, talking about
well, come to this episode, she was talking about a bump.
Ooh,
but she had to get the pre-bump before she could get the real bump. You know what
I'm saying?
Before
she could bump it up.
Exactly. Before she could bump.
So Alex been plotting. And I like the way she plot. Because let me tell you something. I love, like, the seduce and scheme of it all. No pun intended. Like, I really do. She definitely got around and said, oh, what's bothering you while you're pacing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just get... You okay? Mm-hmm. Ah, bitch, I know you want my pussy. Stop playing.
Oh, my God.
I know
Yeah, and it's so funny because even during that scene, I was like, the way things are moving, like, are we about to see Duke have sex?
Oh, yes.
Because, like, you know, we haven't seen Duke in any, like, space like this before. And we even had, like, Alex ask her about, like, you know, are you single? Are you in a relationship? And Duke, now we learn more about Duke. Like, Duke hasn't been in a relationship since she was, like, in the seventh grade. So that doesn't even count, girl. That's, like, check yes or check no if you like me days. That doesn't really, that doesn't really count, you know? And so now we're even diving deeper into, like, her intimate life and the fact that she doesn't really have one. Mm-hmm. And what the most hilarious part of the scene for me was the episode's writer making an appearance.
I thought we was gonna get this money together. If you didn't want me, you could have just said that.
Melanie.
Melody, as in Dick. I told you I had the best mouth for the South. And I never heard from you again. Is you scared of a little baby?
Best mouth of the South. That's what her fans call her. I actually got to re-listen to your music.
What happened to, when Lil Durk come to town, I'm going to put you on.
You know what? I got your Instagram.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit you, and we're going to work all this out. Right now, I'm just in the middle of something.
It's like, yo, like, where you been at? Like, stop playing. Like, me, you know, I got the mouth of the South.
You know I'm the mouth of the South. Stop playing with me. You said you're going to hook me up with Lil Durk? Like, what the... With someone with a little baby action.
And you know what's crazy too? Elise is expecting. Like, this is really she's really expecting in real life. Like,
oh, I love.
So this was hilarious to me to see her be a writer and also be in the
But knock it out the fucking park, though.
And just be hilarious.
Yes.
And what
Come on, Melody.
Yeah, as in Dick. Melody as in Dick.
As in Dick. I love it. Alex, how about some, oh, I like that. My mouth of the South is kind of fire. Bitch, you don't see that Duke like the Wrangle pussy.
Well, you know, she was able to pass her off as an aspiring rapper.
Okay,
so, you know, I like how Duke kind of played that moment too. But yeah, like
on them feet, like you said.
Yeah, that whole scene was just hilarious.
Yes.
And then it's really, really good to see the young lady who plays Alex again. She was on Real Chance of Love back in the day. She was in reality television. So just like Jonica, they're both like from the reality TV space.
Look at that.
She's been, I've seen her in a couple things. Like she's good too. Like I've seen her in a lot of shows throughout the years. So it was good to see a familiar face again. So yeah, I think the chemistry's there. Casting, whoever was responsible for casting her with Duke,
beautiful.
They knocked it out the park. The chemistry was amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Let me ask you this, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Now, did Duke to you look a little, you could tell that she was trying to avoid the advances that Alex was throwing at her in the sense of, do you think that Chastity may look at Alex like, honey, she is so numb to relationships because sex is now transactional for her that everything, any relationship is almost has to be transactional. Do you think that was like the case for Chastity and why she was maybe avoiding Alex's like advances? Because it's like, bitch, I'm not trying to get deep with you because this is transactional. You don't think so? Like, you don't think it's transactional?
I think it's a lot of things. I think like with Duke, she's not having sex. Like, she's not sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's kind of clear now that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
She's not sexually active. And then obviously there is chemistry here. So I don't think she knows how to deal with that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Because
thing.
It's transactional. She's a transactional
that's not her,
girl.
That's not her thing. And also too, this is someone she's trying to do business with. So I think that the same way she's been telling Shauna to play the game, like she's trying to just be smart about it. But at the same time, Alex is very convincing and we'll get to that later on. But it's just obviously she couldn't really resist for too long.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And I feel like Alex is definitely going to be, if she sticks around in the show, I think she may be a good push for Duke. And I feel like Duke doesn't see the potential that she really has. Or maybe she does, just don't know how to tap into it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Alex is going to be that force that's going to be like, bitch, you are sickening. And let me bring you into the music world for real. Let me show you what you really could do because Francois has beaten Chastity down so much to the point where she thinks like, why am I even here?
Yeah.
So like I said, if you think if you're getting told over and over that you ain't shit and you don't belong, you don't have what it takes, and somebody comes along like, actually, you do. And let me bring you to the right people. And you could even tell back at the Red Bull party, you could tell how Chastity was low-key finding the confidence of talking. Like, even like, well, my artist X, Y, and Z. It wasn't so like, frantic how she was back when they were in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
You could tell now she's like, okay, I kind of learned my lesson from that. Let me kind of pace myself around here. So mm-hmm. I do love that. I did catch that this episode for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Now, can we talk about Miyake's post situation before? Because Courtney and Lamont are in the studio together, baby, and they are working together. And they're having a good old time. And Courtney is, you know, working on his album and getting ready to release the album. But he told his label's like rushing him. And he's like, I'm not ready yet. And Lamont's like, ha, this is kind of cold. And
yeah, Courtney's like, the label wants to definitely make profit off of the fact that, you know, you have the burn moment that just happened.
Absolutely.
So right now, Lord AK's music is trending everywhere. Yep. And everybody who's connected with him is kind of profiting off of that. Mm-hmm. So the label's like, yeah, you know, he in a coma, but let's go ahead and release this music. Let's put this music out, you know what I'm saying, while everything's trending. And so Courtney's doing what he has to do. He's getting in the studio.
And it's funny. I feel like that is honestly a real tactic, by the way, in the music industry. They yep. love to cause hoopla. They love to have, you know, a distraction, right? Something to make this artist go viral. And in this case,
tragedy brings a lot of profit for the entertainment space.
Honey.
Especially music.
Honey.
If you're an artist, I mean, it's just, look at when artists die. Like, it's like they're worth way more when they're dead.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Courtney is like, you know what? I think we need a female energy. And Lamont's like, yeah, I feel that too. Little do you know, baby, it's an energy you are very familiar with, okay? Mm. So Courtney calls up Mia, or should I say Miyake? Because these are what? The Miyake Adventures, honey. Mm. So since we all do Miyake Adventures, my bitch in the closet freaking the fuck out while Shauna's going to go handle what she needs to go handle, quote unquote. She says, I have something I need to go do. I need to go clear some shit up. And so Mia's in the closet like, bitch, what am I supposed to wear? Is it a setup? This is a setup. Mm-hmm. I'd have thought it was a setup too, bitch. I'd be like, both of my niggas one nigga I'm hunching on and my baby daddy is there.
At the same time, she did tell Lamont she was going to hook them up.
Fact.
But at the same time, also, Courtney hasn't really talked to her since then.
Exactly, bitch.
So yeah, it is awkward. But yeah, I don't think her baby daddy would set her up. That's just me.
Yeah, no, but I still would have been paranoid.
Yeah.
I would have been just a little, because Mia has been on some fuck shit this season.
Yeah.
Okay? So bitch, you don't know where the next curveball is going to come from. So that's why my bitch was nervous. So she gets to the goddamn studio and okay, so we got Mia, Courtney, and Lamont. They all reconnect. Well, I guess Courtney and Mia reconnect, you know. So now Lamont is there.
It's Mia coming in like, hey, Courtney. Hey, Lamont.
Oh, my me. God. Bitch, that's me. So nice.
Like, first of all, Lamont is the one who hit you up and invited you to the session. He said something like, oh, I know exactly. Like, he said something in those words. I'm paraphrasing. But, yeah, so it's like, girl, I understand you're upset that he's been hanging out with, you know, the tree burger lady. But, like, let's relax for a moment because literally you're in the session because of your baby daddy. Okay? Like, let's just keep things in perspective. All right?
But, okay, so now I got to play a little devil's advocate, though, because people be having me fucked up. No shade. I wouldn't have gave him that much attitude. But I wouldn't be tripping over the fact that, because I know, you know, previous, before she went to the studio, Mia was fishing Melissa for some information.
Am I in trouble?
No, girl, we just talking, bonding, you know?
So,
what your daddy be doing when he be up there?
I don't know, but he need to stop tickling her. Ooh, I be hearing her giggle, 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 giggle.
I wouldn't have even went to the studio giving Lamont all of that, but I definitely would have gave him very much like, hey, because he's been doing that to her this whole entire, like, ever since Miss Tiffany been in the picture, like, outside the door, bring my child, I'm waiting on my kid, I ain't really fucking with you.
Yeah, because
okay,
Mia...
Okay, then fuck you then, nigga!
Because Mia has been very messy.
True that!
Very messy this season. So I feel like they're both, like, there's this meme where Spider-Man and Spider-Man look at each other and they're both spoiling. Like, literally, like, both of y'all are acting a fucking
tired.
Fool.
Yeah.
Like, both of y'all are like, just in the wrong here. And so, yeah, like, she shows up to the studio just, it's just ridiculous. Because here's the thing, too. What I kept thinking was, wow. So, literally, the last time you saw Courtney, you put him in an awkward situation with Cash. Now you show up to the studio and you put him in another awkward situation with your baby daddy. It's like Mia is moving very, very, very reckless. The last time you were in a situation like this, you had two men ready to go for blows, like, over you. And then now you're here doing the exact same thing again. It's kind of like, okay, girl, like, you're doing a little too much. Like, I know Lamont pissed you off with the tree burger lady, but damn, like, you're doing a little too much here because, what, you want another mishap to happen? Like, it's kind of crazy at this point. But anyway, so she gets in the studio, she does her thing, and I guess the song comes out great. And then you have her and Courtney exchanging certain things. Oh, and it's so funny, too, but because Peanut was there, too. Peanut is another guy from Lord AK's crew. And he kept like, oh, I think I know you from somewhere or whatever. Do I know you from that? She's like, we was on tour, sir. And then, like, he still doesn't put two and two together until she lays down her bars. He's like, oh, yeah, y'all was the opener for the opener or whatever.
Well, that
like,
big booty white bitch.
Yeah. And then and then we get some tea there, which contradicts tea from earlier in the episode where we find out that Gat, I guess Gat is kind of no longer in their entourage because now Gat is a manager.
Isn't that crazy?
For Raina Rain now.
Yeah.
And which contradicts what Francine told Shauna earlier in the episode. And I guess we'll get into that too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's tea revealed there. And I guess like, okay, so the session's over.
Because first of all, I tried to low key tell Shauna in a sense like, So she listening to other niggas in her ear, but he ain't specified who, why, and what. Okay,
well,
bitch?
He did tell her I dropped her, and literally
that's what he tried to make.
But that's not
like,
what.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened. Mm-mm. Gat and her connected somehow.
Uh huh.
We all know that Gat loves white women's with black booties.
Come on, bitch.
So you know he had to go over there and sign her and do what he does over there. And so yeah, that's another dot against Francine because you're a liar. So yeah, anyway, so that's revealed there.
So we go back to the studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Look, we got a lot to catch up on, Miyake. You know I'm gonna hit you later. All right, bro.
Bro, you really gonna play in my fucking face like that? That shit foul as fuck.
Fuck is you talking about?
Bro, clearly y'all fucking, and you just wanna do that shit in my face?
I know you ain't talking. You think I don't know what you're doing?
That is Lamont's nickname for her. You know what I mean?
That's
and
where
so
came from.
Ooh. That's where everything just sets off because it's like, wow, like you're gonna sit here and play in my face like that with this man. Like it's one thing that you fucking him, but you're gonna do all this like in the studio session. Like that's really, really fucked up. And then, you know, they calling each other all types of puss-ass niggas and puss-ass bitch and fuck you old fuck-ass
like, hoe. I ain't gonna work with your ass again. Like, and he said, you look just like your mama. My bitch, Mia said, noted. Got you. Looked at that nigga. He said, and I live for Mia saying, bitch, okay, you don't want to fuck with me no more? Fuck you, bitch. You ain't make me. That's me, bitch. That's me. Ooh, that's me causing a scene. And the thing is, I don't know how to feel in this situation. I really don't. And I, because I am, in some cases, Mia, in some sense of I love playing dirty. As an Aquarius, we love to hit under the belt. I live for hitting a bitch under the belt, making your ass suffer, bitch. I love making a bitch feel crazy, even if it makes at the expense of me looking crazy. I live for it. So I get it. So when Lamont switches the mood as my bitch picking in her bags and knowing what my bitch has done, all this left-field-ass energy, hold up. I done told Lamont, wait. Now, wait. Go over to your quinoa burger-ass bitch. Have fun over there because you didn't tell me you had my daughter around this bitch like that either. You was fucking your daughter's best friend's mom. So let's start there too, bitch. If I'm up here looking crazy, it's because you've been having me looking crazy for a while now. So what? Call a spade, bitch, and let's might as well just move the fuck on. That's how I feel. I feel like you said, both are wrong. Both the fires, bitch, are ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
Neither one is right in this situation, in my mind. However, for Lamont to make it seem like, oh, well, bitch, I'll make sure you never work in this town again type shit. Girl, who are you? Boy, goodbye. And I would have left, no shame, me, if I was you, bitch, I'd have left for Courtney. While Courtney was leaving, I said, I'd have got my bag and said, all right, everybody, the session was nice.
I mean,
so Lamont couldn't even give me none of that.
Yeah.
As soon as he said to me, Aki, bitch, ah! Oh! I said,
that's what I'm like. As soon as he said, I'm like, girl, you didn't get your shit and leave.
Get your shit and leave. I would have left with his ass so Lamont couldn't even, because Lamont wasn't going to cut in front of Courtney. You know what I mean? But remember, Jesse, a couple episodes ago when Courtney and Mia first met, and you, what did she say? He asked her, like, aren't you still with your baby daddy? She's like, no, I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sticky for me because as Mia was kind of honest with Courtney, she is single. That is my baby daddy. But Lamont didn't know I was fucking Courtney. So in my mind,
the thing is, both of them are wrong, but I'm on Lamont's side with this one. I'm gonna say why. Because like Lamont said he said two things. He said, "You pussy pop for progress." And that shit was so fucked up to say, but it was true. Like, that's what she's been doing, right? And then he said, now all that LA shit made sense. Because remember when she FaceTimed him, she FaceTimed him on some, like, yeah, come out here, let's connect, let's get you connected here, let's, you know, like, remember, this is the girl who was trying to sleep with him, like, two episodes before. Oh, no. Like, she was moving with him as if she was still interested in having something. So that's the difference between her and Lamont. I think Lamont is fucked up that you over there tickling Melissa's friend's mama, you know, in close proximity to Melissa. Mm-hmm. But like he said, it's not like he was doing it in her face and like in her place of business. And like, that's just pretty wild. And here's the thing too. Here's another thing too. Like Mia, I think I said this in the last review. You really have to be, you have to mind your pussy in this business. Mind your coochie in this business. Quick. Like, you cannot be swinging your coochie each and every way just like that, just because you need a hotel room for the night or just because your stomach is growling louder than Simba down to the Lion King. You have to mind your coochie, okay? And this is one of those situations where it's like, this is more than messy because now you have your baby daddy there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, nobody's going to have your back like Lamont. Lamont is upset right now. He said he ain't never gonna give you no beats. Don't ask me for nothing. Figure this shit out on your own. But I'm pretty sure he's gonna change his mind later on down the line because he's your baby daddy. You guys have something together. You have a child. Mm-hmm. But you never wanna like burn bridges with people who actually really care about you.
That's very true.
In this business. Like that's people very who care about true. You, the people who knew you before this shit, like make sure that you
treat them
water
right.
Those relationships and yeah. Make sure
like, but make sure they treat you right too.
Yeah,
no shame.
Of course. I'm sorry. Of course. They definitely have to treat you right.
Still a little teeny but, on this. Just a little bit.
I'm always gonna love Mia. I just feel this was just a mess. Like
Mia is a bitch.
A
I know. I feel like I knew her for real. Like I feel like Mia's a bitch. We would have been friends. And yeah, she's tired. And yes, she's pussy popping for progress, okay? But let me tell you
something.
And
then, like, he said it like you're doing it
like your mama. It's in your bloodline.
That's where I'm like,
it's in your bloodline.
Okay, you didn't have to mention her bloodline. Like, come on now.
Yeah, come for my ancestors, bitch. Like, okay, my nigga, my heritage. Like, it's too much. Like, you didn't have to come for my bloodline. And I just, so this is why I'm a little team Mia still, because for real, Mia, yes, you tired, girl, and you pussy pop for progress. But yeah, listen, you do what you got to do. You do what's best for you. And you may still do it wrong, mm-hmm. but you're doing what's best for you, you feel like. And yes, it's hurting certain people, but certain motherfuckers don't even deserve your time, to be honest. The only person, like you said, Lamont, is the best choice because he's going to be there for you.
Mm.
No, I don't think that she should have flirted with Courtney in his face. However, I definitely think she has all the right to let Lamont know, like, okay, I'm just letting you know, even though you couldn't tell the chemistry tonight, but I do fuck him. I'm about to go be with him right now. So I still think she has the right to be able to, you know, bitch, I'm going to be in this industry any way I got to be, because clearly niggas ain't having my back for sure. She don't feel like people have her back for real. Mm. It's only just her. So I get why she acts so radical. I do understand, because when you're desperate and you really want to make it, bitch, you're going to do some crazy shit. However, you're right. People talk and pussy travels, okay?
Well, first of all, your pussy was on somebody's Insta stories with an emoji, a cockeyed emoji. Like, your pussy, your rear pussy lips and your ass crack was on somebody, like, literally for the world to see.
Yes.
So, again, I just feel like after that whole incident, I would have calmed my coochie down.
You got to move.
So let's take a coochie break. You know what I'm saying? Let's recalibrate our coochie.
Now, let me take it to here, because this part of this conversation, Jesse, and Chat Shit Committee, don't forget to chime in the comments, okay? Because we want to know. But this is some shit that hit home for me. People wanting to see you the way they first met you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, bitch. Just my entire existence since being in the industry has been this story. I have been told, like, I remember actually growing up in L.A., like, you know, and I mean by growing up, I'm talking about in my career in the past 6 years I've lived in L.A., and, you know, become the entertainer I've always wanted to be. And there's people that have met me when I first started my journey in LA. Yeah. And when they come back, or say if they move away or whatever, and they, or maybe, you know, if they FaceTime you or they come back around, and it's a totally different person. Like, I'm not the same little person that was maybe trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe figure some things out, and I've progressed, right? I have had people tell me I've changed to my face, which I'm like, I would hope so, because, bitch, if you know me for X amount of years, even if it's, if you know me for a few months, I would hope to think I've changed for the better, of course.
Yeah.
And I've been told to my face, like, well, you're not the same like you used to be. Well, you remember back when we used to be X, Y, and Z? You used to X, Y, and Z. Well, I'm no longer there. Mm-hmm. I don't longer think that way. Mm-hmm. I no longer want to be that way. And people, I had to learn that I can't continue to keep whatever version you have of me inside of your head comfortable.
Yeah.
I can't continue to, coddle that image or person that you have of me.
Yeah.
That's dead. Like, and if you can't grow with me with that, that's how I feel like personally.
Yeah.
I have lost a lot of friends in this industry only because, only not even in this industry, but more so since I've joined the industry, right? Since I've had the ambition to be in it. Childhood friends, even entertainment friends, once you don't fit the mold that they have in your brain, in their brain anymore, it kind of doesn't work for me. And this has only been a personal thing. I'm just like, how do you get away from this? I just think something's wrong with me, in a sense. Like, am I changing too quickly? Which, remember, in the last episode of Chat Shit, I said I used to feel punished for succeeding, in a sense. I used to feel like I couldn't, if I succeed too far past a certain amount of a group of friends that I've had, oh, bitch, you ain't relatable no more. And it's interesting. Have you ever had that growing up through this industry? Or has everybody that you kind of been friends with, y'all still kind of kicking it?
I've had the same friends that I was cool with since, like, high school and college. I still have those friends. So I have, like, industry friends that have become real friends of mine. And then I have, like, friends that have known me for years and years and years. I haven't lost any friends in this industry, to be honest. I feel like I have built friendships. I'm still building friendships, but I don't think I've lost any friends. Anybody who was a friend of mine, I didn't lose anybody. Like, so there has been people that I was around, but they weren't really my friend like that. I feel like I've learned who's my friend and who's not. That is definitely the key. Now, I do see sometimes, like, people who, it's so funny because literally I had, like, this raggedy booking that happened to me last week. It was literally, like,
a scam.
But, you know, some of the commentary that I saw was, like, people saying, like, oh, she forgot where she came from. It's like, no, I didn't forget where I came from. I'm not the same Jesse that was doing skits on my phone in 2017 on Flatbush, Brooklyn with job and just living off of $700 a month from unemployment. Mm-hmm. I am Jesse who is on several nationally syndicated television shows. You know, I'm on a podcast, on a major network. If you want to book me for something, there are terms and conditions. If you cannot fulfill those terms and conditions,
I'm not your girl.
You need to kick rocks. Period. I'm not
the talent you're looking for.
I'm not it. And does that mean I have changed? Yes, bitch.
I would hope so.
I have. I have, bitch. Yes. I have, bitch. I have more to lose. I've gained more. I have more respect for myself. I have more standards for myself. And sometimes people will make you feel bad for that. It's like, no, you feel bad because you cannot reach me from where I was 7 years ago. That was 7 years ago. This is a new girl. Wait, hold on. 2017.
No, you were 6 years ago.
That was 6 years ago. You know, I didn't go to school for math, bitch. But I still know how to equate some shit. And when I see some janky ass shit, that's not an equation that I want to figure out. That's not my pedigree. And so I feel like sometimes people really want you to stay where they met you or stay where they first, you know, learned of you. And, like, when they first learn of you, they're rooting for you, but they don't want you to go to, nah, bitch, I'm gonna keep ascending. And if you can't ascend and meet me where I'm at, that's your business. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, like, going back to them, it's like, you know, even with Duke, with Melody at the dive bar, Melody knows Duke as a coochie wrangler. Well, right now, Duke is in her manager era. That's where she's at. You know what I'm saying? And so, thank you, Mouth of the South. But, you know, your services are no longer needed here. Right. I'm not doing that anymore. You know what I mean? Shauna is not the same Shauna that Fanny Pants was able to screw over a couple years back. Shauna knows more about the business. There's people in the business who like her sound. You have Lord AK, who was singing her and Mia's praises. You know what I mean? You have fans. She has fans. So she's not the same girl. That's why when Francine is sitting down with her and telling her, oh, yeah, you know, I dropped Rain and Rain. Well, Shauna is not jumping for joy like she was about the tour. Now she has demands now. Well, we need this, that, and a third. If we're going to do this, then I need you to promise me this. And I need real promises. Not promised.
Promises.
No. Real promises, bitch. This is what I'm looking for out of this. You know, and she's not the same girl. And in this business, you have to grow. You cannot stay where people first meet you. And anybody who is uncomfortable with you leaving the place where they initially meet you, they can kick rocks.
And let me tell you something, Jesse. I can even piggyback off of that and tell you, and that even speaks for my aspiring artists out there. You're going to have fans that stick with you right now. But then when you get to a mainstream level, you're going to have those same fans. Some of them can turn their back on you or crucify you for getting popular, quote unquote. So that can even obtain to someone that is chasing a dream and they have supporters. And those same supporters could. I remember I used to always get like when I upped the production value of my YouTube videos. And I used to make YouTube videos in my dorm room and have a ring light and a camera. And just, I was saying all types of crazy shit and just didn't care about a brand, quote unquote, just having fun on YouTube, which I stand and love those videos. But I remember people used to tell me, well, Zach, you've changed. You used to be X, Y, and Z. Well, yes. If I didn't change, I wouldn't be sitting on Max talking about chat shit. So you have got to do what you have to do for yourself to ascend to the next part of your life. And speaking of, that's what Francois said. He's had to go retreat and he stopped smoking and he's more, he has clarity. And talk about he dropped Rain to Rain, but he also, after the demands that Shauna was giving off, he also said, well, I think we need to go ahead and cut dead weight. I'm guessing he's insinuating my girl Chastity.
Of course. I like how Shauna didn't even address that, though.
You a child. Because why you a child.
They're not going to drop her.
What are you talking about?
If they're smart, they're not going
to. But I am kind of nervous, though, because Francois is talking to Shauna, talking about, like, I want an executive producer EP. And I don't know if people know what that comes with, so that's one thing.
Right.
But, so that's one thing. But also, my girl Chassie over here licking coochies of my Red Bull girl, Alex. So she is up here bumping coochies and scissoring and get what they need to get. Look, she is trying to close a deal down at Red Bull.
Everybody closing
deal. Okay, so I'm kind of interested to see how the next episode is going to go because it seems like it's going to be a fork in the road in the sense of, well, Shauna said, Francois said this. And, well, Chastity said this, though. So it's kind of like, what do you choose? I think it's going to be a dilemma in the next episode where they have to choose loyalty over somebody that's been fucking with them or someone that you really, really can't trust. And there's clearly an underlying motive.
I really, really liked that moment with Alex and Duke, though. I think that, again, casting did wonderful a wonderful job. Wonderful. Great chemistry. I did not see it going. I mean, I wanted it to. But then, like, as it was happening, I was like, oh my God. Like, it's really happening. Like Duke is wrangling Coochie, but in a whole different type of way. Like, oh my God. Like, and wrangling. She down wrangling. There just giving the Coochie a car wash. Like, she giving a Coochie wash. Like, she doing all types of just, oh my God. Wow. I was watching. I was like, am I a little?
I think everybody got a little happiness. Just a little bit.
Wait a minute. Lord, this was, wow. I'm so happy that y'all gave Duke this moment of joy. Because I haven't seen Duke really have, like, I haven't seen her get her little rocks off at all. So it was nice to finally see Duke, like, you know, get her titties sucked on. You know what I'm saying? Like, she deserves it. All the bullshit she been putting
get up with. Get your titties sucked on, like, girl.
It was nice to see her get her titties sucked.
I love a little lesbian porn. So
it was great.
I can really get into
that. It was amazing. It was amazing. And of course, I know we've been talking about, you shouldn't shit where you lay, but I don't know. I kind of, I don't feel bad about Alex. Something about Alex to me seems very genuine. I just feel like they need to have a conversation. Hey, you know, this is over here, but what we doing over here, like, that's a whole different other thing. Like, you know, you handle your business. Like, you make sure that you and the girls are straight. I'm going to make sure. But what we do over here is what we do over here. And I really, Man,
did
I don't know.
Somebody you working with?
Have I ever slept with somebody that I've worked with before? Not in this industry. I've never slept with anybody that I worked with in this industry. However, when I was a bank teller, baby, I was kidding.
Not you was counting the motherfucking checks behind the counter, bitch. Oh.
Baby, and he was Jamaican. He did all the things Jamaicans be saying they don't do.
Oh. Well.
He did all the things. Jamaican be saying they don't do. But,
like,
yeah,
could you date someone, say if you, like,
in the industry?
That y'all also work together, but y'all also fucking. And seriously fucking. Like, if you
have never,
like, a good tingle
ever,
about it. Like, I couldn't date someone publicly and we on the same project together or tour together. Or, like, unless you're, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z and y'all, like, married or whatever. But, like, other than that, I'm not...
I think it's messy. And also, though, even when it's not messy, I feel like sometimes because you're in the entertainment space, like, your significant other sometimes be completely like, that's something that I've seen, and also, I have dated people within the industry, but never somebody I worked with. But even just dating people in the industry, just my experience, I'm like, damn, like, I'm looking at you as someone that I could do stuff with. You were looking at me as a threat the entire time. Like you're threatened by me and you're threatened by, like, what's going on with me. And I'm over here, like, looking at you as, like how can I help you? Like, I'll never forget. I was dating someone and I literally was like, he would tell me about his projects, tell me about things he was working on. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, you should use this. You should use that. Oh, and I know about this. Like, always suggesting something. When it came to me, it was quiet.
Like, you were saying, like, I just did a big-ass deal. Oh, okay, that's good.
It was quiet.
It was one of those. It was all right, that's good.
Quiet. It was like, oh. It was like, okay, like, it's not the same energy. Yeah. And then, like, you know, come to find out, yeah, like, he just was a very insecure person, very jealous person. So, yeah, like, it's just, you have to really be careful in the industry because it's like, your spouse sometimes will be competing against you, and that makes things awkward. Everybody can't have a Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, I feel like they're, like, the staple couple because they really have been able to do shit together that we haven't seen a lot of entertainment.
And also keep their mess.
They've made each other. Yeah.
Even if you think you know something, because you heard an album or something, you still don't know nothing.
You're still gonna know. All you're gonna know is what they say on tour and in their record, and
that's
it.
So sick.
And meanwhile, they're making billionaires. Like, so we haven't seen that a lot, and that is because you clearly can see there was no threat here. The minute they both entered that relationship, they have worked together side by side, literally side by side, and it's really a hard thing to do.
Now,
a lot
speaking
of time,
of working side to side, can we talk about Maurice and Shauna meeting up at the park?
Yep.
Because let me tell you something. I honestly thought Maurice was recording again. I don't know why. I was triggered, bitch. I thought he was coming over to still be recording. And I love that Shauna is like, are you really fucking serious right now? Like, I want to know, like, I love that Shauna was looking at him like, nigga, what the fuck? You think I don't have your back? You think if I had your back then, I'm not going to have your back now? And then once Maurice told her, like, well, they trying to give me a plea deal for being away for 15 months. And she's like, so that's why you recorded my conversation, because if I bring somebody in with me, I can lower my sentence.
Give me less.
So the gag is,
mind you, this is a public defender. You can never trust. I've seen enough 2020, 48 hours unsolved mysteries.
Them niggas come
like,
in with a folder.
Please.
All right, your case. Your case was fuck, I think I left your file at my office. I'll be right back. Wait a minute. Like,
Here's the thing. A public defender's job is literally to get you to submit. Damn. And that's that. They don't have
they just
no
be like,
plan.
You know what? They love it. I've done all I can.
First of all, before you even tell them the story, they're like, okay, so you're telling them, so here's what happened. Plea deal.
Just
I got
go
a plea
ahead.
Deal for
just
you here. That's literally
damn,
their job.
Damn.
So,
yeah.
And my thing is, damn, all that money y'all was like, that's all them sweat. Hold on, wait. Maurice, all that sweat you was doing and you didn't save up no like emergency money. That's like scamming 101.
But at least
you have to put some money away. Like, you ain't stashed nothing. For you to get you a good little lawyer, like, everybody know that. If you're going to jouet, you got to have jouet money on the side.
Shit
like,
go south.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So now we know what Maurice is up against and why Stanley was talking all that shit. Because he like, if you're going to take anybody in with you, nigga, take that bitch, not me. And so that's why Stanley is like, why are you fucking with this bitch right now? I thought you were going to take this bitch down with you. Because Stanley sitting on the sidelines like, well, you know, I know I ain't innocent, but bitch, I'm okay.
Y'all fucked up.
But so I love that Shauna is like telling Maurice, bitch, I don't know if I love it. I'm kind of still concerned about it. So let me just be honest. That Shauna's like, okay, when I make this music shit pop, I got you.
Like, I said, girl, what is going on?
I said, wait a minute, bitch. Don't do that. Don't promise money you ain't even got yet to a nigga that's about to go to jail. He almost trying to take you down, bitch. You trying to record your shit like Inspector Gadget. Do not fucking promise your money that you don't even got to a nigga. Like, that's not going to work. I just think that was the most stupidest shit to do. I understand. You know, I want to be there for my friend or lover, because it seems like Shauna is definitely in love with Maurice. And I don't know if I'm speaking too soon or prematurely, but kind of give Shauna's in love with Maurice. And for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But I don't know if I like this whole, like, when I make it in the music industry, I got you. So 15 months from now, when you get out, I'm going to take, basically, Shauna's saying, I'm going to take care of you. I don't know, Shauna. I don't know about this. I don't know about this, baby.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you date me and you ever got to go to jail, and it's more than 30 days, baby, I don't got nothing.
Jesse! Not a month! Not a notice! Not a 30 days!
I'm not riding that bitch. No, I will ride, but I ain't dying. I'm so sorry. No!
What if it's the love of your life?
No.
Went to jail for
the love of my life, baby. I'll find another one. They always say there's multiple soulmates for people. So, I'll find another soulmate. But, baby, I'm not holding you down, baby.
Damn, not even for a year?
No. How do you say no in other languages?
How do you say no in hey? And,
nah.
No.
No. Nah. Nope.
Well, damn. Listen. Okay. Yeah, no. Well, you heard.
Good luck to her, though. Good luck to her and her endeavors of delusion. Saying that she going to hold. Yeah.
Your
endeavors of delusion. Yeah, girl. And you know what? I'm saying this now, but you know what? We might look back and, like, season three, shit may just go off and she
be
might, like, they might become, like, the next super group within less than 15 months. Yeah. And you know what? I will sit on here and I will have to, you know, eat my words. Yeah. But for now, bitch, the way shit is going with y'all.
And the way me. Wait.
Yeah.
I want to make this point. When Mia did this little record for Courtney, I don't know why. I feel like that's a seed being planted.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like Mia may have the chance to go solo.
Yep.
I like to put my thoughts in the air.
Remember, Shauna was like, oh, you're going out for us. You are talking to Mia.
My bitch is going to make, and I bet she's going to go by the name Miyake. Watch. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Bitch,
yeah.
Her rapper name is
going to be Miyake. You are talking to Mia, who left you high and dry for the Purple Lights nigga during the tour. I'm just saying. But go ahead, girl. Put your faith in that girl.
And your faith in Maurice up here talking about some, I got you when you get up.
Good luck, girl.
Meanwhile, Mia is making her whole solo career. Yeah. No shade. Yeah. But you know what? Mm-hmm. You heard my girl Jessie say, she ain't holding nobody down past 30 days. So, Chatshit Committee, the conversation don't end here. We want to know what you have to say about this episode, okay? Tag us at Rapshit on Max and use hashtag Rapshit and tell us your favorite moments from this episode.
Right, and make sure that you're checking out new episodes of Rapshit every Thursday only on Max, all right? And then when you're done, come on over here and watch us, you know, our visualities where we chat about all the shit that goes down in the episode. You can catch us on Max, the app. Also, you can catch us on Max's official YouTube, Radio's official YouTube, Spotify, and everywhere else that you can get your podcast.
All right, chat shit. The meeting is adjourned. Chat Shit Committee, we will catch you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Chat Shit, the official Rap Shit podcast, is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio for Max. Loudspeakers executive producers are Matt Raz and Chris Morrow. Radio executive producers are Issa Rae, Jifa Yador, and Benoni Tego. Producers for Max are Becky Rowe, Kania Reyes, Allison Cohen. Associate producers are Caleb Stevens, May Say Hi, and Tyrell Worley. The show is mixed by Dwayne Crawford. Thank you for listening.